From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson has announced the city is one of 10 cities statewide chosen to participate in the New York State Anti-Displacement Learning Network program to assist in the effort to prevent displacement of low-income residents. The announcement was made on the city's website and via social media Friday, January 24th. The program is conducted by the Enterprise Community Partners in partnership with the Office of the State Attorney General. Mayor's aide, Michael Chimides, posted on Facebook, "The city, and I quote, will receive peer learning opportunities and one-on-one technical support. After designing a high-impact strategy, we can apply for an additional $1 million to fund and implement it," end quote. Johnson called the award, and I quote, "an important step in addressing our housing crisis," end quote. The grant application was put together in 2019 by newly elected First Ward Alderperson Rebecca Wolf and Chimides. Dan Kent from the Calvin Foundation provided technical support. Other locations chosen to participate in the program include Broome County, the cities of Buffalo, Elmira, Ithaca, Kingston, Newburgh, Rochester, Syracuse, and New York. Read the full press release at cityofhudson.org. The Times Union is reporting the Niskayuna Central School District in Schenectady County has temporarily closed one of its elementary schools in the wake of an unusual number of absences this week attributed to students sickened by the flu. Birchwood Elementary School was closed Friday, January 24th, to give the janitorial staff the time needed to complete a significant cleaning of the building. In a post on its website, the district said, and I quote, "It is our hope that this day and the weekend will provide time to help stop the spread of illness. We plan to open on our regular schedule on Monday," end quote. Classes will be held as usual on Friday at the district's other schools. The illnesses reported at Birchwood have occurred in the midst of a flu outbreak statewide. As of January 18th, there were 13,483 laboratory-confirmed influenza reports, a 22% increase over the previous week. Read the full story in the Times Union. John Campbell is reporting for the Times Herald Record. Under a proposal put forward by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo this week, the Rip Van Winkle Bridge, along with four other Hudson River bridges, as well as the walkway over the Hudson, could soon have a new owner. Cuomo, January 21st, announced a plan to abolish the State Bridge Authority as part of his $178 billion budget plan. If Cuomo gets his way, the State Thruway Authority would then assume ownership of the Rip Van Winkle, Kingston-Rhinecliffe, Mid-Hudson, Bear Mountain, and Newburgh Beacon bridges, as well as the walkway. The governor's proposal would allow the operation of the state's toll bridges north of New York City to be consolidated and, in theory, could save the state money, particularly as the authorities move ahead with cashless tolling projects. Freeman Klopot, a spokesman for Cuomo's budget division, said the merger makes sense. He said, and I quote, "Both authorities have overlapping roles, and combining them will create the opportunity for efficiencies and an alignment of resources, particularly as they both establish cashless tolling," end quote. Richard Gerentine, the chairman of the Bridge Authority's board, said he only learned Tuesday that Cuomo was going ahead with the merger proposal. He expressed concern over the plan and called for a study of the potential merger's impact before going ahead with anything. Read the full story at recordonline.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting employment totals in December were higher than a year earlier in most local counties, according to the monthly employment report issued January 23rd by the State Department of Labor. The data released showed Greene County saw an increase in non-farm jobs of 1.9% since December 2018, while Columbia County's non-farm job total remained unchanged. The report showed an increase of non-farm jobs of 0.9% in Ulster County and a gain of 0.7% in Dutchess and Putnam counties. In Sullivan County, where employment has grown steadily since the Resorts World Catskills Casino opened in 2018, non-farm employment increased by 5.9% during a one-year period. The department said non-farm jobs were lost in Delaware, Orange, Rockland, and Westchester counties. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.